His name is Kyle Maynard. I first heard about him back in 2005. I mentioned him in my Thanksgiving Day homily that year. Kyle Maynard was born in 1986 with a rare disorder known as congenital amputation. Because of it, he has extremely short legs, deformed feet, and arms that end at the elbow joint. But Kyle Maynard is happy, and he's thankful, and he has refused to let his physical shortcomings hold him back in his personal growth and development. With a deep faith in God and a lot of encouragement from family and friends, he's done things that many people were convinced he never could do. Without the assistance of prosthetic limbs, for example, he learned how to eat using regular silverware. Don't ask me how, but he did. He also learned how to write and how to type, reportedly at a rate of 50 words a minute, which is a lot faster than many healthy people type. He's even been involved in sports. He actually wrestled on the University of Georgia's wrestling team after having a very successful high school career in which he compiled a very impressive record of 35 wins and 16 losses. And he climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in Tanzania back in 2012 without any assistance. He climbed, or maybe I should say crawled, all 19,340 feet to the top of the mountain in 10 days. Later on that year, he was awarded an ESPY for being the best male athlete with a disability. I saw Kyle Maynard interviewed in 2005 on the 700 Club television program. During that interview, he made a lot of noteworthy statements, but one of the most important was that he refuses to focus on what he doesn't have in this life. Rather, he makes the conscious choice every day to focus on what he does have, on the abilities, on the talents, on the gifts he does possess. So instead of becoming depressed because he doesn't have two normal legs and two complete arms, which is what a lot of people would do in his situation, he chooses to focus on his faith, and on the ability and opportunity he has to help other people, deal with the trials they're currently facing in their lives. His message to them is, with the help of God and others, I've overcome many of the obstacles that were placed in my path because of congenital amputation. You can do the same thing in your life with respect to the obstacles you're currently dealing with. Focus on what you have, not on what you don't have. Those who are truly grateful, like Kyle Maynard, do that. They focus on what they possess, not on what they lack. Consider the leper in today's gospel story from Luke 17. On the day he was healed by Jesus, there were many things that that man did not have. That should be obvious. He didn't have a nice home to go back to. Because he was a leper, he'd been living in isolation, probably with other lepers, perhaps for many years. He certainly didn't have a job. And he probably didn't have many friends, at least he didn't have many friends among the Jews, since he was a Samaritan. But once he was healed, it's very clear he wasn't focused on any of those things. His focus was on what he did have at that moment: faith in Jesus and restored physical health. And he was grateful. Focus on what you have, not on what you don't have. Now, some of you might be saying to yourselves, well, that sounds pretty easy, Father Ray. No, it's not. It's not easy at all, which is precisely why I bring it up in this homily. In fact, we are currently living in a culture right now, a consumer culture, where we are being programmed, all of us, subtly taught every single day to focus on what we lack, on what we don't possess. And that's very easy to illustrate. I asked you this morning, how many advertisements are you exposed to during the average day? On television, on the radio, in magazines, on the internet? Lots of them, right? Too many, for sure. And what's the underlying message in 99.999% of these advertisements? Very simply, the message is, you don't have this. You don't have this great car. You don't have this camera. You don't have this toy. You don't have this video game. You don't have this super duper laundry detergent. But you should. And how about the hedonistic messages, the materialistic messages that come to us constantly, especially through the media? You don't have the perfect boyfriend or girlfriend or spouse. You don't have the perfect body like those athletes and Hollywood models. You don't have as much money as Elon Musk and Bill Gates. You don't have, you don't have, you don't have. No wonder so many people are depressed and dissatisfied these days, even though they have so much. They're programmed to be that way. Or perhaps I should say they have allowed themselves to be programmed in that way. This, incidentally, is one of the reasons why suffering is not the worst thing in the world. Admittedly, nobody likes to suffer. We'd much rather prosper and have it easy. That's human nature. But if we reflect on the experience of suffering for a moment, we'll realize that it often has a positive effect in our lives. Specifically, it deprograms us. That is to say, it stops us from focusing on what we don't have and gets us to zero in for a change on what we do have. Think of Kyle Maynard. His suffering has certainly had that effect on him. Think, too, of some of the victims of natural disasters like Hurricane Ian. They illustrate the point beautifully. After losing their homes, after losing all their earthly possessions, many of those who've lived through these storms have been quoted as saying things like, I'm grateful. I'm grateful I still have my faith. I'm grateful I still have my family. I'm grateful that I survived and I still have my health. I'm grateful that I have such loving and devoted friends who are supporting me through all this. Their suffering has caused a radical shift in their focus, and it's made them grateful. The choice, it seems to me, my brothers and sisters, should be pretty easy at this point. If you choose to focus on what you do have, you will develop an attitude of gratitude in your life. If, on the other hand, you choose to focus on what you don't have, in all likelihood, you'll simply develop an attitude. Dear Lord, help us, as you have helped Kyle Maynard, to have the right focus in our lives.